This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And a pleasant good evening to all of you here on Scores. I'm Jack Kramer from Rushi. Tonight, the Rushi Raiders beat the Jackson Center Tigers in Shelby County Athletic League boys action. Should be a very good game. It's an important contest. Rushi in the middle of the pack in the SCAL, trying to make strides to get into the top three clubs in the league. Meanwhile, Jackson Center is a game behind Bodkins in the loss column in the SCAL standings. And the Tigers would love nothing better than to win here on the road tonight at Rushi and stay just a game back. Bodkins 7-0 in league play. Jackson Center 5-1 and a 4-2. Rushi 4-3. So it's an important clash in the boys' standings here tonight. First time around, Jackson Center defeated Rushi with a splendid second half. Rushi was up on the Tigers by 6 at the intermission break, and then Jackson Center turned the tables on Rushi, outscored them by 13 in the second half of the game earlier in the year at the Tigers gym, as Rushi was limited to a mere 10 points in the final two quarters of that game on the road at Jackson Center. These two clubs have been going the same direction here lately. Neither team has been winning consistently at all. Jackson Center has dropped 3 of its last 5 to Coldwater, Indian Lake, and Wapakoneta. The wins were over Anna at home and New Knoxville on the road. Meanwhile, for the Rushi Raiders, 3 of the last 4 have been losses to St. Henry, Bellefontaine, and Anna. The win came over Fairlawn, 73-38. Each of these two teams in the setbacks in the last few weeks. Just have not played very good defense in the second halves. Both Arushi and Jackson Center giving up on average about 35 points in the second half to the game-winning clubs in contests that the Raiders and Tigers have lost. And needless to say, both teams need to improve on that figure for certain. Each team with a good triumvirate which scores. Preston and Brendan Sayre for Jackson Center, along with Carter Kloppenstein. And lately here for the Rushi Raiders, it's been Grant Bergman, Cooper Underberth, Cash Grojean. You hear the roar of the crowd in the background. JV game is down to the final seconds, third quarter. Rushi well on top of Jackson Center by 22 points. We'll return to hear from both head coaches when we come back. It's Rushi Jackson Center. Boys, SCAL action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephart, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer. Chuck McBee, still under the weather. Should be 100% by next week. Weather turning nasty. Hopefully we can get out and get games covered for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. We have one tomorrow afternoon. Tip around 1:15, Anna girls at Fort Loramie. It's an important clash in the SCAL girls race. Rushi, Fort Loramie. A loss apiece in the standings. They sit atop the SCAL on the girls' side. Anna is third with three defeats. Anna came within 3 points of beating Fort Loramie at Anna earlier in the year in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. And the two hook up again tomorrow at Fort Loramie. We're on the air along about 12:35 or so. Tune in on scoresbroadcast.com at 12:30. Tip around 1:15 tomorrow from Fort Loramie. And the girls against the Redskins. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We simply would not be here today without the support from Locale early on, an originating sponsor, a founding partner, Locale Equipment. Moved to Shelby County from L.A., California back in 1983 and has been a sponsor, a big-time sponsor, an anchor here on scoresbroadcast.com ever since. Thank you so much, Locale. Osgood Bank on the air with us now for a dozen years or so. Osgoodbank.com, new location in Rushi beginning this past spring. Also in Chickasaw, Osgood, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Very interesting rivalry resumes here tonight. Believe it or not, in the last 35 meetings between Jackson Center and Rushi Boys on the hardwood, Jackson Center has a one-game lead, 18 wins to 17, 7-6 in favor of Jackson Center over the last 13. Raiders average about a point better than Jackson Center over that 35-game stretch, 49.5 points a game to Jackson Center's 48.4. An amazingly close back-and-forth rivalry. It resumes here tonight. We expect a very good game. Head coach of Rushi is Devin Lindberg. He runs the show his first year as the head man, succeeding Spencer Cordonier, who tutored Coach Lindberg the last couple seasons. Coach Lindberg here at Rushi spent several campaigns at Ansonia. He was the head coach for 4 years. Prior to that, coached junior varsity and junior high basketball. Also assisted for a year to Corey Britton at Fort Loramie. And it's his third year here at Rushi, first as head coach. We talked to Coach Lindberg of Rushi a few days ago. He said, boy, we'd love to have back the second halves of a few of those recent defeats.
The guys' ability to keep showing up every day and continue to get better and better. And we've taken a few losses here lately that we felt like we should have won or at least been in the games. And we kind of and took care of us pretty good. But we bounced back. The guys showed up ready to go the next practice. And we were a little bit concerned. We didn't know how that was going to go, but this has been a really good week of practice preparing for Jackson Center, so we're hoping that it translates tomorrow night And like I said, the guys have been really locked in on what they need to do. And we're just trying to continue to keep getting better and better as the season goes and heading into the tournament.
Hey, the players who've excelled for you, who've really pleased you here in the last few weeks, who's coming on strong for the Rushi boys basketball team?
Cooper Umberforth is always a constant for us. I think I mentioned that early in the year. He just always does all the small things we need of him. Good leader. He provides what we need offensively, defensively. He just never stops going. Grant Bergman's really stepped up for us. He's had some huge games. When he gets going, he's really, really good. It's hard to put four quarters together for him, and we're trying to do a better job of getting him breaks early. That way he's fresh for the whole game. And then we got guys coming off the bench that have been really good. Maddox brings a spark, Maddox Goubeau. And Carter Haney's coming off, and he's been really good for us. Carter continues to get better and better as it's going. His defense is improving, his ball handling's improving, and he continues to shoot at a high clip. So, yeah, he's one of the guys we can count on coming in now.
So what did you not do first time around against the Tigers? You need to do better at in this meeting.
We had a really good first half. Probably the best quarter we played all year against them was that second quarter. And then they made some adjustments at halftime, and we had some uncharacteristic turnovers and just some bad ones that we can't afford to have. And they did a nice job of limiting our possessions. I think we had 17 possessions in the second half, and I think 8 of them ended on turnovers. And I think we shot the ball 9 times, and that's kind of what they do to you. They just sometimes they're frustrating to play against, and you just got to continue to play your game, and you got to continue to get good looks, and you got to continue to be tough and battle those guys because they're going to do it to you for four quarters. So you got to give it right back to them.
Some good outside shooters on Jackson Center for sure.
Yeah, both the Sarah boys and Anderson Fark has been filling it up for him. He's really come along. They have 3 guys that can shoot really well, and then Kloppenstein's dangerous from all levels. And so our guys know them pretty well now, so it should be a good test.
Coach Lindberg of Rushi, whose Raiders fell by a count of 46-39 in that first meeting to Jackson Center. Rushi was up 29-23 at the halftime break, but scored only 39 points in the whole game. You counted correctly, a 10-point second half for Rushi earlier in the year at Jackson Center. That's got to change big time tonight in order for the Raiders to win. First quarter score in that first meeting was 12-10 Rushi, 29-23 Rushi at halftime. Jackson Center was up 1, 35-34 at the end of 3 before winning by 7, 46-39. Brendan Sayre had 13 to lead the Tigers in that game. He had 3 threes. Preston Sayre had 8. My mistake, Brendan Sayre was the second leading scorer. Carter Kloffenstein poured him in. He had 19 points, 11 in the first half, 8 in the second. Cooper Umberforth had 12 for Rushi. Paxson Bixler had 9, including 2 threes. Grant Bergman had 7. Had an opportunity to spend time with the head coach of the Jackson Center Tigers in his third year, Aaron Kloffenstein, just yesterday, in fact. And he said right now, at this point in the season, we are focusing on improvement and player development.
So, you always want to keep improving as the year goes on, obviously. And I felt like we've done that. And, we've had 2 tough opponents here back-to-back with Indian Lake and Walpauk. And we were in positions to win both of those games. And when it comes down to kind of identifying that, is just we need to be more consistent defensively. We've had some breakdowns where we've had leads, and we've allowed them to identify some of our weaknesses. So one thing that we've really been emphasizing defensively is, thinking one play ahead. So not being reactionary, but being proactive. And that's been a point of emphasis for us. And hopefully that should get showcased tomorrow. In terms of individuals, Preston Sayre is doing a lot for us right now. He had a big game against Walpauk. Actually, that's been one of his first high-scoring games that he's capable of having, but he's been doing so much other stuff for us in terms of assists, rebounding, especially in those 2 areas. He's been very unselfish for us, and it's allowed other guys to go Kleppenstein's been very consistent scoring for us, rebounding for us. And then both Brennan Sayre and Anderson Fark have had games where they've had big performances, and both those guys are capable. And the thing about Fark is he's able to score in a variety of ways. Brennan Sayre is obviously a great shooter for us, and Fark can score inside, he can score mid-range, he can score at all three levels, and it makes him a tough matchup. Dane Reese has been solid for us, another guy who's taken a lot of our tougher matchups. Ian Stengel's coming in off the bench, and you know he might only get two shots a game, but he's very efficient with his shots. And TJ Reese and Gus Starr have provided valuable minutes when we've needed guys. So I like where we're at. We have room for improvement for sure, and it's mainly about a consistent thing for us defensively right now.
That second half, first time around against Rushi, was maybe one of your better halves of the entire season.
Indeed, and we needed it, you know, in that first half. So they scored 29 points, and you know that consistency that we're just kind of referring to wasn't there. And Rushi's a great team in terms of they put five guys out on the floor that can drive the ball to the rim. They can all shoot it well enough, and you know when you're getting ready to play a Rushi team, two things are a guarantee. One, they're going to be extremely intense and physical defensively, and two, they're going to rebound the heck out of the basketball, especially at the offensive end. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
Hey, with just one loss, you're within reach of first place Botkins. You need to keep winning.
Correct. And with the county this year, there's every night out is a gauntlet, and we've been fortunate enough to win some of those very close games against very quality opponents. And you know, you just can't get ahead of yourself. Every game's it's one game at a time, and the most important game on our schedule is Rushi, because that's the only one that we have control over.
Jackson Center head coach Aaron Kloffenstein. He graduated from Jackson Center High, played for Coach Scott Elkert back in the playing days for Aaron. When he got hired on as a high school math teacher in 2014, there was an opening on the coaching staff. He became the JV hoops coach on the boys' side. He was on the staff under Coach Elkert in various capacities for about 9 years. He also served as the golf coach for 3 seasons. Rushi beat Jackson Center in the JV game easily. Varsity tilt just around the corner. I'm Jack Kramer here at the Rushi Gym on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt.
The Palazzo & Bacchins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
It is high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Tigers on the road against the Rushi Raiders. Tentative starting lineups as we look at the big board and down at our scorecard for visiting Jackson Center. Preston Sayre at a wing, 6'2", a senior, about 33% from threes, averaging 12.5 points a game for Preston. Anderson Fark, junior, 6'2". He's played well lately. Despite a taped-up thumb, he has a sprained thumb, still playing, says it doesn't bother him, except at the end of the night, he's got to get some cold on it, ice it down. It's getting better and better. Dane Reese, 6'1", sophomore, at a forward position. Carter Kloffenstein roams the baseline, plays some in the post. He'll also chuck up a few threes. 14.5 points a game, 6'3", senior. Brendan Sayre, 6-foot sophomore, 40% three-point shooter, He is averaging about 9 points per game. For the Rushi Raiders, the home team here tonight, Paxton Bixler, 5'7", freshman in the opening five. His running mate is Cash Grosjean, 5'10", and a junior. Grosjean has played extremely well this season, especially in the last couple of weeks. Grant Bergman, outstanding sophomore, 6'3" tall. He's posted double figures in four of the last six outings. Cooper Underfirth, he's the Iron Man on this club, 6 foot senior, averaging over 10 a game. Michael Voisard also starts 6'4" and a senior. That's the opening five for the Rushi Raiders. Francis Schulte and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here tonight, key building components for sure. Second half defense has been a problem for each team, and each club needs to get point production out of its top three men. That's for sure. Key building components of this game. They open the doors to success for the Rushi Raiders and Jackson Center Tigers. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. I'm interested to see the matchups here tonight. Who will defend Grant Bergman for Rushi? Boy, he can be slick. He's skillful. He can slide to the basket, score with either hand. Then by the same token, Carter Kloffenstein, he's a Mr. Do-It-All for the Jackson Center Tigers, inside and out. Those two might guard each other. Who knows? We will wait and see. Jackson Center, a bit of a height advantage out front at guard. Will that be a factor? One of the very few breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around is a very special two-year-old diner in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. It's called Woody's at Kayville, which has quickly received rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30 Wednesday to Sunday. A different daily lunch plate. How about those 4 p.m. dinner specials? 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville. That's Woody's in Kettlersville, your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. The restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. Oh, yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers, too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that's well worth the drive, Woody's at Kayville. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, and more, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282. For more info, visit the website, Shelby County Veterans, that's veterans with an S, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. We've got the opening tip in just a couple of minutes. Rushi hosting Jackson Center. And boys, Shelby County Athletic League action here tonight on Scores Broadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on the website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center, C-U-R-L-Y-S, meats.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
enjoy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
But the starting lineups have been introduced. Great crowd on hand. I'd say 85, 90% full. The rivalry continues. Jackson Center Rushi, as I said about 20 minutes ago, last 35 meetings. Jackson Center with a one victory edge over Rushi, 18-17. In the last 13 contests, 7-6 Jackson Center. The Tigers won the first contest this year at the Habitat of the Cat by a final score of 46-39. Rushi won the JV tilt tonight. Varsity game underway. Opening tap is won by Jackson Center. Brendan Sayre has the ball top of the circle. 25 feet away. Nearly stolen by Cash Grosjean. It was knocked loose. Sayre got it back and drove down the right side of the lane and scored. Scattered floor for a moment. Near steal by Rushi. Brendan Sayre took advantage. And he rolled to the basket and laid it through. Here's Rushi on the arc with the ball. It is Unverfirth, 25 feet away to Cash Grosjean. Fakes the gift to Bergman. Now it's dealt to Bixler. Bixler, left flank to Bergman. Bergman swivels into the lane. Out back to the three-point shooter. Long bomb, Grosjean off to the left, no good. Stick back, missed by Unverfirth, but his arm is yanked, and he will shoot two. Kyle Bachman, one of the fine officials in this crew here tonight. A young lady I recognize, don't know her name. Another gentleman I've seen a lot of, don't know him either. Exceptional crew, though, a lot of experience. Cooper Unverfirth nails the first free throw, and it's 2-1 in favor of Jackson Center. Second shot, Cooper. Jackson Center, first time around against Rushi. Went 9-for-9 at the strike. Second free throw, yes. Game tied at 2. Here come the Tigers in backcourt. Brendan and Preston Sayre flip it back and forth. There's Bergman picking up a Tiger high. That's Kloffenstein. Ball dealt on the left wing to Preston Sayre. He fires it right side of the floor to Dane Reese. Ball left behind Reese for a teammate in the extreme right corner. Rushi stabs the ball out of bounds. Preston Sayre will trigger far corner of the floor. He throws a line drive to midcourt where Reese connects with it. 6:42 left to go first quarter. Game tied at 2. Coming out to catch high left is Brendan Sayre down inside to Fark. Fark maneuvers. Fadeaway 8-footer. Wide left. No good. Rebound Rushi. Hooking foul. In backcourt against the Jackson Center Tigers. It is picked up on the play by Brendan Sayre. 6:32 to go in the first. Tied up at 2. Fark got a pretty good shot in the lane there. Seconds ago for Jackson Center. Just could not find the range. Two apiece. Unverfirth gets a screen. Launches from 24 feet. Bingo! He's got it. Cooper Unverfirth. Off to a very good start. Two free throws and a three. 5-2 Raiders. Quickly down the floor. It is Preston Sayre. He's got an opening. Look at him go to work. Spinning, turning into the lane. Fires it up off the window. Yes! Preston Sayre with a dandy. Here's Grosjean trying to counter for Rushi. He zips into the lane. Misses with the left hand. Rebound thrown on the arc to Bergman. He skies up a long three. It rims no good. Almost went down. Push off foul on the board attempt against Rushi. 5-4 Raiders. Preston Sayre and Brendan Sayre. A bucket each for Jackson Center. Cooper Unverfirth with all five for Rushi. Raiders inbound the ball. Jackson Center guilty of pushing. Tigers have mounted three fouls already. In 2 minutes, 12 seconds. Rushi inbounds to backcourt. It is Paxson Bixler. Picked up 25 feet away by a new Tiger in off the bench, Ian Stengel, a 5'10 senior. It's kicked out of bounds, far side of the court by the Tigers. Rushi will throw it in. Tigers in the road, gray, orange numbers, black trim. Rushi, the home, white, blue numerals outlined in gold. Bixler down the left side to Unverfirth, gets a screen from Bergman. Unverfirth drives, goes baseline, cut off. Back to the basket, 10 feet away, and throws it out of bounds, intended for Bergman. 5:25 left in the first, 5-4 Raiders. Jackson Center inbounds in backcourt. It's Brendan Sayer to Reese. Reese on a mission up the floor with the left hand. Weaves to Fark, 25 feet away. Straight on, it is Stengel. Outside the arc on the right to Anderson Fark. Fark pushes his way into the lane, then flips it to the three-point line to Brendan Sayer. Now to Reese. Reese to the foul line. Good defense by Rushi. Kloffenstein with one of his rare touches in this game so far. 4:50 left in the first. Man open below the rim. Ball thrown down inside deep to Preston Sayer. He nearly walked. Good defense by Rushi. Sayer throws it away. Intercepted by Bergman. Here goes Grant down the floor, driving from the left wing. And it could have been a foul, could have been a jump. All mitts on the ball, but Jackson Center, according to the official, Mr. Bachman says it's a jump. We look at the arrow at the scorer's table. Can't complain about that call. Pretty good defense by Jackson Center. Raiders inbound to Bergman in the corner. Here's Grojean, elbow on the left. 17-footer, hits the rim twice, no good. Foysard with a great rebound for Rushi. To Unverfirth for three. It hits the heel. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Big throw up the floor to Fark. Fark pulls up from 15, rims it, no good. Rushi with the board. 5-4 Raiders. We played 4 minutes in the first. Down to Bergman, into the lane. Now to Unverfirth, foul line. Bergman, elbow right, muscles into the paint. Bergman with the right hand, off to the right, no good. Somebody tapped him on the elbow. Couple of free throws here for Grant Bergman of Rushi, which leads 5-4. 4:02 left in the first. For Jackson Center, TJ Reese in for Dane Reese. Bergman at the stripe. Defense for these two teams so far here tonight, superb. Neither club giving an inch. Foul shot Bergman is true. 3-for-3 for Rushi at the stripe. 6-4 Raiders. And defense has been a mainstay when these two clubs have played each other over the years. You can expect a game in the mid-40s, maybe low-50s when the two clubs are blessed with an overrun of offensive talent. Both shots by Bergman are dead center. And it's 7-4 Jackson Center. Preston Sayer to midcourt for the Tigers. He's now picked up by Maddox Gubo, who's in. There's an overplay right in front of the Rushi bench by Cash Grojean. He stole it, but he fouled. Four fouls, Tigers, two Raiders. And Rushi is in the two-shot situation. From out of bounds, Preston Sayer lobs low on the left to Fark. Great defense by Cash Grojean, who forced the turnover. Well done by Cash of Rushi. 7-4, Raiders up. 3:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Ball walked to center court by Cash Grojean. Down the right side to Maddox Gubo. Where's zero on his back. Hand off to Bergman. Baseline drive. Reverse layup is good. Beautiful shot by Bergman. He's got four. 5-point lead, Raiders 9-4. Preston Sayer on the arc. Gives it up to Stengel. Fakes left, goes right. Splits a couple defenders. Bergman on a block. But apparently there was a push down low by a Raider player. Two free throws here for Stengel for Jackson Center. 3:21 to go first quarter. First free throw attempt for the Tigers. It's no good. As I mentioned in the first meeting, Jackson Center was 9-for-9 at the stripe. That was a key to that 7-point victory. Rushi led 29-23 at the halftime break. Raiders had a splendid first half. Jackson Center hampered him with great defense in the final two quarters, held him to 10. Second free throw, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds, though, by Rushi. Tigers inbound, right corner. Here's a long jump shot. Gloffenstein skids off the rim. Good offensive rebound by Jackson Center. Well done by Dane Reese, who shovels it and makes it. 9-6 on the two-pointer by Reese. Dane Reese gets the basket. Three-point lead, Rushi. Here is Carter Haney in now off the bench. He's been a marksman lately, shooting from the outside extremely well. Now Bergman. Near side, it goes to Bixler. Bixler on the bounce for the Raiders. Into the post to Bergman. He maneuvers and scores. Foul against Jackson Center. Bergman used his body. A slight nudge to create space. And pumped it in with the left hand from 8 feet. There was a contact foul. He was pushed as he put in the shot. 11-6, Rushi. Bergman with 6 of the Raiders' 11. 2:42 to go first quarter. So far, Bergman and Unverfirth have hurt Jackson Center. You heard in the pregame, Coach Lindberg for Rushi talk about the fact that we need to give Grant a few blows early on to during the stretch run. He's at his very best. He completes the three-point play, does Grant Bergman. 12-6 in favor of Rushi. Here's Fark, shot fake on the arc. Goes left side of the circle to Preston Sayre. Way short on the trifecta. Rebound out of bounds off the Tigers. Rushi will throw in. Baseline right of the rim. Jackson Center will throw in. I may have said Rushi. Ball fired into backcourt. Handled there by Brendan Sayre. He dribbles down the left side. Ball skipped cross-court to Fark behind a screen. He missed off the flange. Shove off in the lane. A lot of fouls in this game in the first 6 minutes. That's the ninth one. 4 on the Raiders, 5 on the Tigers. Foul committed by Rushi. Jackson Center inbounds again. Ball lobbed to Kloffenstein, left corner. He works it under first. Kloffenstein falls down in the paint. Nearly traveled. Loose ball, tie up. Who benefits from the arrow? Does it stay here again? It sure does. 2:07 to go here in the first. 12-6, Rushi. Jackson Center below the rim. Preston Sayre inbounds. Right corner, Stengel. Out back to Kloffenstein, back to Stengel. Deep right corner, Brendan Sayre. Jackson Center having a difficult time penetrating the Raiders' defense here tonight. Both clubs in tight man-to-mans. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Tigers down 6. Stengel head of the key to Kloffenstein. Into the top of the circle. Fadeaway, 18-footer, too hard. Rebound Bergman, holding foul, Jackson Center. And it's a shooting situation. 12-6 Raiders, fouls number 6 on Jackson Center. And to the line, to our right, Bergman for the Raiders, who are moving from left to right on your computer screen or phone, using your imagination here at Rushi's Gym tonight. A couple of shots for Bergman. The first is bouncing, no good. A little too much umph on it. Bergman had been 3 for 3. Second shot, Bergman. 6-point lead, the biggest for Rushi. That's a 7-point cushion. That's the biggest. 13-6 Raiders. 96 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center's got to get untracked offensively. Tigers have not been shooting it well so far. Number of shots not real close. Here come the Tigers down the left side. It is Brendan Sayre to Kloffenstein to Preston Sayre in front of the Rushi section across the way. Long triple, too hard. Rebound down to Unverfirth. Oh, great pass ahead to Gubo. Driving layup, got it. Raiders fans and bench on their feet. 15-6 Raiders, 1:12 left to go here in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, a missed shot in the post by Kloffenstein of Jackson Center is rebounded by Rushi, which posts up Unverfurth in the paint. Short jump shot, fade away, no good from 10 feet, rebound Tigers. 26 seconds to go, first quarter, 15-6, Rushi over Jackson Center, which has shot the ball poorly here in the first quarter unofficially. Tigers are 3-4-11. We're down to 10, 9, 8 seconds left in the period. Preston Sayre on the arc, drives down the right side of the lane. A poor shovel shot, rebounded Rushi, stolen midcourt by Fark, who missed a 45-footer as the quarter closed. Rushi 15, Jackson Center 6, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Beth Cash Grogene missed a three ball to start the second quarter for Rushi, but Cooper Unverfurth did not miss. He poured in a bomb. Wow, great start for Cooper. Two threes, couple free throws. Jackson Center has got to kick it in gear. Tigers sleepwalking here at the start, down 18-6 to Rushi. 28 seconds gone in quarter number two. Gubo back on the floor for the Raiders. Michael Voisard is out. Jackson Center inbounds to Kloffenstein, left corner. He gave it up, got it back in the post. Herky-jerky move. Left-handed shot from the pivot. It's good. He kissed it in off the window. Two-pointer, Kloffenstein for the Tigers. Threw it down 10. Oh, my goodness, what a drive. Maddox Gubo playing splendidly in this game tonight. He zipped right down the middle of the floor and curled a shot in and rolled around the rim a couple times. Great play by Gubo. Two buckets for him in this contest. 20-8, Rushi. Fark, head of the key. Kloffenstein on the arc. Rushi has just taken it to Jackson Center defensively. Here's Kloffenstein. Hemmed in down the left side of the lane. Awkward shot, no good. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders are running. Down the floor, Grosjean. Tip to Gubo, no good. Underfirth on the floor, scrambles. Hands it to Grosjean from 10. Missed it. Underfirth offensive board. He backs down the Tiger and missed it again. Rebound, Kloffenstein. Rushi with multiple opportunities, just couldn't finish. 20-8, Rushi. Biggest lead. Deep left corner, Stengel chucks up a three, missed it badly. Rebound snatched out of the air by Gubo of Rushi. Raiders in the lead, 22-8. Gubo glides down the lane, ball flicked away and stolen to Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers, Sayre over the center stripe. 8 points, Jackson Center in the first 10 minutes. To Stengel on the arc. On a weave to Fark. Fark hangs on. Puts it on the floor once. Goes far right side to Brendan Sayre. Back to Fark. Underfirth gets a piece of it. Fark touches. Out of bounds to Rushi. Tigers just a step slower than the Raiders so far in this game. 5:46 to go in the second. Rushi 20, Jackson Center 8. Raiders have lost 3 in the SCAL. Jackson Center just 1. Tigers trying to stay within touch of Botkins. Here's a dipsy-do maneuver into the paint of Gubo by Gubo. A little flyer is good. It hit the rim 3 times and went in. He can do no wrong. Maddox Gubo with a funky-looking floater. Not a shot he normally tries, but he made the best of a one-on-one opportunity and tallied a deuce. Jackson Center's down 14. A three by Preston Sayre. It won't go. It's too hard. Long rebound to Gubo. Gubo on the arc to Haney for Rushi, who's checked in off the bench. Carter Haney on the left flank to Cash Grosjean. Goes foul line. Pivots out back to Carter Haney. 22-8, Rushi. 3 minutes, 15 seconds gone. Second quarter. Into the paint area to Gubo. Pivots some more. Tiger bench wanted a travel call. 25 feet away, it's Paxson Bixler, side court. Rushi gets a timeout, stymied momentarily in offense, but leading by 14 over Jackson Center, 22-8. 4:37 left here in the second quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
It is Rushi 22, Jackson Center 8. After the Raiders' timeout, a screen is set for Underfirth. His long three-point bomb is around and out, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Stengel up the floor, rifles a pass down low on the right to a teammate who puts up a four-footer. It is bouncing around, and it goes in. Preston Sayre got it to fall over the shoulder foul during the shot. Sayre gets the deuce. Brendan's second bucket, 22-10 in favor of Rushi. Sayre at the stripe with a chance for a three-point play. One, two, three, four, five baskets for Jackson Center. 17 shots from the floor. Free throw bounces around. It's no good. Tigers 0 for 3 from the stripe. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders are red hot from the free throw line in this game. 6 of 7. Rushi outside the arc. It's Bixler. 22 to 10. Raiders. 3:50 left, second quarter. Coming out to catch, it's Carter Haney. Hand off to Umberforth. Deep right corner. Haney for three. It hits the flange. Oh, what a rebound by Umberforth in the paint. Short shot from 4 feet. It's on the front rim and off. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Outstanding offensive board by Umberforth. He just couldn't finish. 3:33 to go in the second. Tigers attack to our left. Brendan Sayre dribbles down through the lane. A runner with the left hand off the backboard and good. Brendan Sayre comes to life. 6 points for him. 22-12, Rushi. Top of the circle, Umberforth for the Raiders. 4 straight points for Jackson Center. High left, it's Bergman. Gives it up on a weave. It goes to Malachi Borchers, who's checked in off the bench. 6 foot soft. Out of Bergman. Bixler thought about the 28-footer, didn't take it. 2:53 to go, second quarter. Raiders by 10, 22-12. Popping out to catch, Umberforth goes baseline. Back to Cooper for three, it's in the air. Bingo! He's got it! Oh, good ball, reversal. Barushi set that one up. Fine game for Cooper. Umberforth, 3 for 4 on three balls. 13-point cushion, Raiders. 2:28 to go, first half. Here is Fark, 30 feet out. Goes left corner, Preston Sayre. Drives baseline, overshot it, but he was tagged on the arm, and he will get two. He had a hand in the side of the face. Couple free throws for Preston. Jackson Center has been limited to 12 in the first 14 minutes of this game. Foul shot good by Preston Sayre. This resembles what the Tigers did to the Raiders, easy for me to say, in the first half of the first meeting, or I should say second half of the first meeting, when Jackson Center held Rushi to 10. 25-13, second shot missed after the first was made. Good rebound, Carter Kloffenstein in the lane, pivots and scores with a lefty off the board. So Preston Sayre went 1 for 2, then a big field goal by Kloffenstein, and the 14-point lead for Rushi is down to 10. On the arc, it is Bixler. Goes right corner to Michael Voisard. Hand off to Bergman. Bergman in the post is fouled as he loops up an 8-foot shot. It didn't get there. That's because he was clawed on the arm. Couple free throws, Bergman for Rushi, which leads in this game 25-15 with a minute 54 to go in the second quarter. Bergman hits at the foul stripe, and he has been there often. 6 attempts for Grant. He's 5 of 6 shooting fouls. That one hits the rim, backboard, no good, comes off right in front. Rebound yanked down by the Tigers. 26-15. Rushi in the lead by 11. Ball thrown right corner to Fark. Fark puts his head down, drives hard toward the rim. He's cut off and fouled. Defensive personal by the Raiders. Their fourth in the quarter. Minute 42 to go, first half. Jackson Center inbounds. Deep left corner, Brendan Sayre. Fall away three ball. Clanged off the iron. Rebound Rushi. And the foul is called against Jackson Center over the back. Rushi just a step quicker than the Tigers here tonight. Biggest lead in this game was 22-8 with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. It is now 26-15. Raiders up 11. Umberforth, 25 feet out. He is picked up tightly on the play by Preston Sayre. Carter Haney comes out to catch. Now Gubo. Gubo angles to the foul line, stops, gives it to Bergman. On the arc, Umberforth. Straight away, Haney. 1:10 to go, second quarter. Now Bixler. 26-15, Rushi. dribble drive. There goes Gubo. He splits two defenders down the lane, scores. But official Bachman says no, wipe it off the board. It was a charge. That was the right call. Good defense, Jackson Center. Not many complaints from Rushi fans on that one. 1 minute left, second quarter, 11-point lead Raiders, 26-15. Well, Gubo's coming off the bench for Rushi. He has been a spark. He's got 6 points. Foul line, back to the basket. Kloffenstein, right corner, Preston Sayre. Goes baseline, he's doubled. On the arc to the three-point shooter. It's pumped up there by Dane Reese. Short, no good. And we've got an out-of-bounds call against Rushi below the rim. 40.8 on the clock. Substitution for Rushi. Samuel Flippo comes in, 6'2 junior. Carter Haney out. Baseline right of the rim. Preston Sayre, the playmaker, throws it into backcourt. It's run down by Brendan Sayre. 35 on the clock. 26-15 Rushi. Coming out to catch, high right. It's Preston Sayre to Brendan near side. Checked tightly by Bixler. Brendan fakes right, goes left. Boy, Rushi's defense has had a grip on the Tigers tonight. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. Kloffenstein holding against Bergman. Jackson Center a good 35 feet from the rim. 8 seconds to go, first half. Raiders up 11. Brendan Sayre starts a drive, maneuvers below the foul line, left it short, offensive rebound, Jackson Center, yes, it's good. Dane Reese falling down, flipped it, hit the hardwood, shot went in. He was cracked on the play by a Rushi defender. Count the basket, free throw coming, 0.3 seconds left. He missed it, in and out, rebound Raiders. And that's how the first half comes to a close. 26-17 Rushi. It was as many as 14 at 22-8. A 9-4 spurt by the Tigers in the last 4 minutes of the first half. Jackson Center shooting free throws very poorly. 1 of 6 for the Tigers so far in the first half of this game at the free throw line for Rushi. Grant Bergman has been there 7 times. He's made 5. Cooper Unverfirth is 2 for 2. Big lift from Maddox Gubo off the bench for the Raiders. He's got 6. JV game went to Rushi. Varsity tilt. Raiders up 9. 26-17 at the break. Keep in mind, Rushi was up 6 at the halftime intermission in the first meeting between the two at 29-23, but wound up losing by 7. And you can bet Coach Lindbergh of Rushi is reminding his club of that during the halftime break. Intermission at Rushi, 9-point lead Raiders over the Tigers, 26-17 on scores.broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
We welcome you back here to Rushi. Raiders in front of the Tigers. Rushi 26, Jackson Center 17. At the intermission break, halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie. Schnipple and Borchers bring you halftime. Rushi Raiders, 26 points were compiled this way. Maddox Gubo off the bench with six. Three threes, two free throws for Cooper Unverfirth, 11. Grant Bergman, a couple buckets. And Grant was 5 for 7 from the stripe. That's a grand total of 26 points for Rushi. Unverfirth with 11. And Bergman had 9. 6 for Gubo. 3 in the scoring column. And that's enough to record a 26-17 halftime lead for the Rushi Raiders. For Jackson Center, Preston Sayre, double-digit score on the year, held in check to 2. Brendan Sayre has 6, Dane Reese 4, Carter Kloffenstein 4. Jackson Center has been miserable at the free throw line with 5 misses and 6 attempts. If you make all those, this is a 4-point game. But Rushi has outshot the Tigers at the stripe and from the field. And that's why it's Rushi 26 and Jackson Center 17 at halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HighCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HighCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we start the second half here at Rushi right away. Preston Sayer gets a screen, top of the circle, and rifles in a 26-footer, a long bomb by Sayer to get the scoring underway. And Jackson Center's prepped within six. Here's a quick turnover by Rushi. Another three by Sayer, around and out to the left. Rushi snatched the rebound. This was once a 14-point lead for the Raiders. It's now 6, 26-20. Here's Bergman swerving into the lane for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to Unverfirth. Unverfirth has been dynamite so far for the Raiders. Three threes, two free throws. Here's Bixler straight on. Now Unverfirth outside the arc on the left. Swings it straight away to teammate Michael Voisard. Back to Bixler now. Bergman wide open underneath his Voisard. Bullet pass by Bergman. Voisard catches and scores with the left hand. Little turnaround shot by Voisard up and in. Bergman was alert. Voisard shook free. 28-20. Rushi by 8. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Reese dribbling down the left side. Gives it on the arc to Kloffenstein for the Tigers. Carter's got 2 second quarter baskets. Far right wing, it's Dane Reese. Reese dribbles, hands behind him to a three-point shooter from way downtown. Brendan Sayre missed it. He was almost out of bounds. It rolled around the rim twice. Came out. Rebound Bergman. Bergman down the floor to Grojean. Into the lane. Left-hand jumper. No good. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Rushi. Tigers get it. Trailing by eight. 28-20. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi led 15-6 after one. Up the difference to 22-8 at one point in the second. Led 26-17 at intermission. It's 28-20, Raiders up eight. Here's Jackson Center down the floor. Brendan Sayre, top of the circle to Preston, to Fark in the right corner. Ball high overhead. On top it goes to Dane Reese, coming out to catch Kloffenstein. They clear out for Carter. He drives. He powers to the rim from the right wing. Foul against Rushi. Carter Kloffenstein knew what he was doing. He had an inch. And he took a mile as he burrowed into the right block area and attracted a two-shot foul. Kloffenstein at the line. Tigers need to start making free throws. This one is good. And it's 28-21. Rushi with seven. Gubo in for Voisard for the Raiders. Second free throw upcoming here for Kloffenstein. It's on the way. It is dead center. Well, after a very poor first half shooting free throws, Kloffenstein nets two to kick off the third quarter for Jackson Center, which is down by six. 28-22, Rushi's biggest lead, 14. We played 2.5 in the third. Gubo, baseline drive left. Out to Bergman on the arc for a trifecta. It's no good. It flies off the rim into the right corner. Tracked down on the play by Grojean. Rushi resets the attack. Coming out to catch Bixler for three. Missed it heavy. Oh, what a rebound by Gubo. No good, but a foul on Jackson Center. Well, Gubo and Unverfirth have been splendid on the offensive glass for the Raiders. A couple of free throws here for Maddox. He's got 6 points. Make it seven. And rattled and stayed in. 29-22, Rushi. Second free throw, Gubo on the way. Yep. Rushi's lead is eight, 30-22. 5 minutes to go, third quarter of this game. Midcourt, Preston Sayre against Gubo. Preston drives to the foul line. Gives it up on the play to Kloffenstein. He's working hard in the paint area, and he draws a two-shot foul. Carter Kloffenstein, a tough customer in there. When he gets it below the foul stripe, back to the basket, he knows how to pivot, make that drop step, and get home with a shot off the backboard. A couple of free throws here for Carter, up and in. He's 3-for-3 in the third quarter at the stripe. And it's 30-23, Rushi. Second foul shot by Carter Kloffenstein. It is no good. Long. He was shooting toward the stage end, which is filled with young Rushi fans. Long rebound to the Raiders. Down the floor, Unverfirth for three. It is off the flange. No good. Long board to Kloffenstein. Jackson Center can cut it to 5 or 4. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Preston Sayre against Gubo. On a weave to Brendan. There's a drive. Blocked out of bounds by Bergman. Excellent defensive effort by Bergman of Rushi. Here comes Carter Haney back on the floor for Bixler for the Raiders, who lead by seven, 4:26 to go. Third quarter, ball thrown to Brendan Sayre on the arc. He dribbles, Grojean gets a piece of it. Ball rolls out of bounds off of Cash last. Jackson Center throws in about 10 feet right of the goal. It goes into Kloffenstein, back to the basket. Little bunny hop, that's a travel. The officials saw what I did. That's a walk. 7-point lead, Rushi. Jackson Center gives it up on the miscue. 4:14 to go, third quarter. Midcourt, it is Grojean. High right to Haney. At the elbow, it goes to Unverfirth, to Gubo on the arc. Gubo elbow left. Doesn't shoot. gives it up, gets it back. Gubo shoots the three. Short, barely caught iron, grazed it. Rebound down on the play to Stengel of Jackson Center, who's checked in. Ian Stengel, 5'10 senior. 3:50 left to go, third quarter. Rushiba, 7. Ball thrown down the left side to Brendan Sayre. Picked up by Unverfirth. Now to Kloffenstein. There's a switch off. Unverfirth and Kloffenstein. Now to Preston Sayre. Thrown to the post. The ball's on the floor. And it's dug off the hardwood by Rushi. Down the floor to Gubo. Top of the circle to Grojean. And Grojean shuffled his feet. He sure did. He got a very slight nudge from the back, but the walk was already underway. Timeout, Rushi up 7. 3:25 left to go, third quarter, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yep, we return to live action after the timeout. Jackson Center promptly turns it over. 7-point lead Raiders. 3:12 left to go, third period. Jackson Center could have trimmed the deficit to 5 or 4 there. Here's Gubo. Gubo outside the lane on the left. He pivots into the paint area. Puts up a shot tipped in the air by Jackson Center, and the Tigers come away with it. Good defense at both ends. Here's Sayre, 25 feet out. Step back three. Swish! Preston Sayre does what he does. He will shoot it from extremely long range. His second three, third quarter. Jackson Center down 4. Here come the Tigers. Unverfirth on the arc to Voisard. To Bixler, head of the key, foul line. Weave to Gubo. Now Carter Haney, top of the circle. Bounce pass, right corner, Voisard puts it on the deck, into the paint. Bank shot, no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Voisard earns 2 at the stripe. 30-26, Rushi. 2:24 left here in the third. Very good officiating crew here tonight, led by Kyle Bachman. Young lady is excellent. I've seen her before. The third person, a gentleman, also solid. I've witnessed him officiate in the past. It is a superb trio of officials here tonight at Rushi. Free throw by the Raiders is missed. Second shot by Voisard is good. He goes 1 for 2 at the stripe. And it's 31-26. Rushi head by 5. Final 2:23rd quarter. Important stretch of this game. Jackson Center trying to fight back and catch the Raiders. After trailing once by 14 at 22-8 in the second quarter with 4 minutes left. Fadeaway shot behind the foul line, but Brendan Sayre way off the mark, no good. Long rebound to Fark. Fark drives into the paint area. Hits Dane Reese, who cuts into the lane. Handoff low on the left to a teammate. Fadeaway shot missed on the play, but TJ Reese. Ball's on the floor. Jump occurs. Arrow says Rushi possession. Big defensive stand by the Raiders, denying Jackson Center points. That trip down. Minute 52 to go, third quarter. Rushi clings to a 5-point advantage, 31-26. Ball walked over the timeline to Paxson Bixler. Outside the arc on the right to Unverfirth. Haven't heard from Unverfirth or Bergman in a while. Jackson Center defending them much better than the Tigers did first two quarters. Bergman weave to Grojean. Raiders need a hoop. Rushi's got 1 field goal, third quarter. outside the arc on the right. It's Bixler, swings into the top of the circle, doesn't shoot, goes to Carter Haney, into the post to Unverfirth, double team, back to Haney for three, bullseye, he's got it. Carter Haney, a triple left corner. That was a big hoop for Rushi. The lead swells to 8, 34-26. Jackson Center throws it down low below the basket. It's fumbled, muffed on the play by T.J. Reese. Then it goes out of bounds to Rushi. Big turnover there. 58 seconds to go, third period. 34-26 Raiders. Preston Sayers got two threes in this period for Jackson Center. Kloffenstein, three foul shots. Rushi attacks. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. Spinning with the ball, Bixler, 25 feet out. Coming out to greet him is Bergman. Bergman, handoff to Grosjean, into the paint, doesn't shoot. Now to Boisard, 30 feet away. Outside the arc on the left to Unverfirth. Here's Bergman, guarded by Dane Reese. Good matchup there. Bergman nearly walked. Gave it up to Bixler, 20 seconds to go, third quarter. 34-26 Rushi. Here's Unverfirth. 28 feet out, doesn't shoot, looks at the clock. 12, 11, 10, 9, late third quarter. Raiders possession, Rushi up 8. Left corner, it's Grosjean, 3 to play. Grosjean below the basket, reverse layup is good at the buzzer. Grosjean faked the triple from the corner, tightrope the baseline, used the rim as a defender, came out on the other side, and flicked it in with the left hand, giving Rushi a 10-point spread, 36-26 after three on scores.broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, here we go, start of the fourth quarter. Jackson Center behind but 10. Enters the ball to Dane Reese in the lane. Back to the basket, doesn't shoot. Now Kloffenstein, top of the circle. Kloffenstein with 7, 2 field goals for him. That's it. He's got about half his points per game average. Top of the circle, Fark. He has not scored for Jackson Center. 26 points for the Tigers in three quarters. Brendan Sayre enters the lane, backs his man down, and throws it away. Picked off by Grosjean of Rushi. Up the floor to Bixler. 7-10 to play in the fourth. Bixler outside the arc on the right to Bergman. On a weave to Unverfirth. Unverfirth holds, gets a screen. Bergman rolls, no pass. Now Voisard high left. Here's Brendan Sayre on Bixler. Straight away it's Bergman, picked up by Kloffenstein. Now Grosjean, 25 feet out to Voisard, high left. Hanging on, gives it to Bergman. Unverfirth cuts through the paint, ball dished to him. He dropped it, picked it up. Rushi resets the attack. Unverfirth, 25 feet out. Good defense on the play by Kloffenstein, who caused the travel. 6:33 to go, fourth quarter, 36-26 Raiders. Rushi led 29-23 at halftime in the first meeting, then got beat in the second half. Wound up falling to 7, 46-39. Jackson Center needs a spurt like it had the first meeting between the two. Sayre coming off a screen. Swish on a 17-footer. Sayre getting into the act. He's now got 4 field goals in this game. 11 points, 36-28 Rushi. Dribble drive through the lane. Grosjean slid, nearly walked on the arc to Unverfirth. Back to Grosjean, 25 feet away. Clark picks him up. Grosjean fakes right, goes left down the lane. That Unverfirth high left. Rushi working hard for his points. Uh-oh, moving screen away from the action. Good call by the female official, other side of the floor. 5:48 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Rushi in the lead by 8, 36-28. Jackson Center has crept within a couple possessions of Rushi. Did it midway through the third before the Raiders wound up outscoring Jackson Center 10-9 in that third quarter of play. 8-point lead, 36-28, midcourt with the ball. Preston Sayre over guarding on Rushi. Keep track of the team fouls, 2 in the Raiders, none on the Tigers here in this period. Fourth quarter, 8-point lead, Rushi. Preston Sayre's got it at midcourt. Good matchup there, Gubo on Sayre. Preston, head of the key. Gets a screen from Fark and shoots. A long 28-footer. No good. Klopfenstein soars for the board and lays it in. Klopfenstein on the putback. Time out. Jackson Center, which is down 6. 36-30. 5:18 to go. Fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
After the Raiders timeout, Grosjean misses a floater in the lane. It hit the rim, backboard came off. Jackson Center reached up to spear the rebound. And as the Tigers enter the half court, Rushi guilty of a reach, hooking foul. Raiders, their third here in the fourth quarter. Keep a count on that. Jackson Center is not fouled yet. You get to 5. The other squad shoots 2. 4:46 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi with a short 6-point lead. Here is Brendan Sayre dribbling out between the circles. He bounced it off his foot. It rolled into backcourt. And the young lady official is all over it, over and back violation. Rushi basketball, 4:38 to go here in the fourth. Raiders up 6, 36-30. Rushi yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center's tallied 4. Here's a ball thrown baseline left to Grosjean. Grosjean in a cluster of gray jerseys, holding foul on the Tigers. Anderson Fark to come back in for the visiting team for Stengel. Bixler inbounding, baseline left of the rim. Bixler looks, can't find anybody, has to get rid of it. Goes to Grosjean, deep left corner. Couple big possessions upcoming here for Rushi. 36-30 Raiders. 45 points, probably going to win this game, maybe even fewer. Mid-post, it's Bergman. Straight away to Gubo. Outside the arc on the right to Grojean. Picked up by Fark. Now a switch. Brendan Sayers got him. Uh-oh, here's Bixler dribbling into trouble. Poked away by Reese. Loose ball picked up by Brendan Sayer. Brendan Sayer, mad dash down the floor, driving layup. No, but a foul on Rushi. Let's see if it was a foul or was it a clean knockaway by the Raiders. That was the call. No foul, after all. Jackson Center inbounds below the rim. It goes to Dane Reese. Cross-court pass intercepted by Rushi. 3:38 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Bixler. Bixler on the dribble for the Raiders. Fakes right, goes left. Out of Gubo. Gubo picked up on the play by Kloffenstein. Now under Firth. Haven't heard from Cooper since the second quarter. In the lane, back to the rim, Gubo. He gave it up, got it back. Kloffenstein picks him up. Outside the arc on the right is Grojean. Into the lane, deals to Gubo. Back to Cash. Fark and Grojean. 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It is getting late. Raiders with a six-point lead. They hold it. Timeout, Rushi. Up six. 3:14 left here in the fourth quarter on Scores. Broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Jackson Center has got to come out and guard, and the Tigers do, and foul. That's a number two on the Tigers, three on Rushi. 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter, and Jackson Center is overplaying 35 feet from the rim. Another foul called. Tigers wanted to travel. There was none. Simply a push off at Jackson Center, which is trying to eat up fouls to get to five to force Rushi to the stripe. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. 36-30 Raiders. Cat and mouse game. Here's where you need the 35-second clock. 2:45, 2:44 to go. Here's Haney, midcourt to Underfirth. Rushi Raiders in this game had 26 points at the half. They've got 36 now. Scattered floor, loose ball. Rushi gets it. Underfirth, deep left corner. Voisard back to Underfirth. Between the rings to Grojean. 2:24 to go in the game. 36-30 Raiders. Jackson Center guarding tightly. Hand off to Underfirth. Underfirth into the paint area. A running hook shot is good. And a foul on Jackson Center, which got there late. Kloffenstein picks it up. Underfirth on the finish. As he broke free, his shot was a herky-jerky one. It crawled over the front of the rim and went through. And he's at the stripe. First 2 points here in the fourth quarter for the Rushi Raiders. 38-30. Scoreboard has not shown the field goal yet. 2:19 left. In a moment here, we'll tell you all about Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Big free throw, Underfirth. It's good. Rushi's outshot the Tigers at the stripe in this game. Underfirth on a three-point play. That's big. 39-30 Rushi. Jackson Center down the floor. Brendan Sayer on the arc. foul line fadeaway. Short. It kicks off the rim, goes to side court. Run down by Grosjean. Push off foul, Jackson Center. 2:06 to go. That's five on the Tigers. And Grosjean strolls to the line. Biggest lead in this game, 22-8, Rushi. Jackson Center got it to a couple possessions. Trailed by four briefly, very late in that second quarter, before the Raiders made a run before halftime. Grosjean missed one, missed two. Both of them short. Rebound Jackson Center. Tigers need a three ball right here. Sayre, top of the circle. Veers right. Unverfirth guards him. Sayre into the lane. Loops it to Stengel, left corner. Stengel on the bounce. At back to Reese. And Reese fakes left, goes right. Little jab step into the lane area. Holding foul. Rushi, it's common. Minute 49 to go, fourth quarter. Raiders 39, Tigers 30. Right of the rim. Brendan Sayre, top of the circle, Klopfenstein. He bear hugs that ball. He drives hard down the paint. He's grabbed. While shooting, he's awarded two. Fifth foul anyway, so it's a pair of shots for Klopfenstein. Clock stopped, a minute 45 to go, fourth quarter. Couple of free throws, Carter. The first one is in. He's made four straight at the stripe tonight. He's got a total of 10. 38-31, Rushi up seven. Second shot, Carter Klopfenstein. It is good. Front rim, backboard, it falls through. Rushi's lead six. Bergman backcourt. And he's pushed on the play by Reese. Dane Reese got him. That was one of those semi-intentional fouls that looked pretty obvious, forcing Rushi to make shots at the stripe. No one and one. It's a two-shot situation. When you get to five, the other team gets a pair at the stripe. Big free throw, Bergman. It is no good. Too long. He missed it. Bergman has made five at the stripe in this game. He's missed three. Second shot by Bergman. Looks short. It is. Didn't get there. Scramble. Loose ball. Rebound. Jackson Center's got it. Down seven. 39-32. Forecourt right. Preston Sayre gives it up out back to Stengel. On a weave to Preston Sayre. He shoots a long 30-footer. Way off to the right. No good. Rebound pinballed around. And Voisard snags it for the Raiders. That was a fine defensive board by Michael Voisard. As he went up high with that right palm of his and clutched it. 1:19 to go. Rushi shoots two free throws, up seven. Fourth quarter scoring, Raiders 3, Tigers 6. It's been a hold the ball fourth quarter for Rushi. Foul shot is no good. Off to the left. Tell you what, the 35-second clock here in the fourth quarter would have sped up this game somewhat. Jackson Center would not have had to foul quite so often. Second free throw is in. 40-32. Rushi up eight. 77 seconds to go. Here's Dane Reese. Up the floor to Brendan Sayre. Low on the right to Stengel. Stengel hits a cutter in the paint. Shot fake. Reverse layup. Good! By Dane Reese. Timeout called by Jackson Center. 1:06 to go. Raiders up 6, 40-34 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies
like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, here we go. Final 66 seconds. Rushi inbounds right away. Jackson Center with a quick foul. Rushi will shoot. Parade to the stripe here down the final 1 minute of this game. Rushi clings to a 6-point lead. It is 40-34. Now, this is part of the game I don't like. Two free throws here on out, Rushi. Unless the Raiders just fall flat at the stripe, Rushi should win this game. Foul shot is good by Bergman. He has been there a bunch. The lead for Rushi is 7, 41-34. Simply put, the Raiders got off to a hot start, led 15-6 after one, pushed the 9-point cushion to 14. Jackson Center briefly at one stage there fairly late in the second quarter got within a couple possessions, but Rushi has maintained a lead from a half a dozen points to 10 throughout this second half. 102 to go as Bergman went 1 of 2 at the stripe. Rushi will inbound, full court pressure. Rushi, Unverfirth guards Preston Sayre. 58 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Sayre, timeline, down the right side, running all the way to the rim, flips it up off the backboard, and hits it. Well done by Preston Sayre. Nifty play. Rushi's lead is 5. 45 seconds to go. Unverfirth midcourt. An attempted foul, but Jackson Center not called. That one is. Rushi shoots 2, up 5. Still 40.2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It was Grojean who was tagged on the play. He's at the free throw line for the Raiders. Try to push the lead back to 7. The lefty fires and missed it badly. It ricocheted off the back iron. Even a make here keeps Jackson Center within a couple threes from tying this game. Free throw Grojean is good. 42-36. Rushi leads, 39.8 to go here in the fourth. Got a scoreboard error at the scorer's table. Ball at the end of the floor, handed to the Tiger, who inbounds. It goes to Brendan Sayre against Grojean, midcourt. There's a push-off foul. That one was not necessary. Uh-oh, mistake, Rushi. Foul Grojean, couple of free throws for Jackson Center. Raiders did not want that to happen. 35.7 to go, giving Jackson Center a free shot at the stripe to can 2 points, and Brendan Sayre missed it. Hard off the back iron. Jackson Center had made 5 straight, all but Klopfenstein, until that miss by Brendan Sayre, although the Tigers were 1 of 6 at the free throw line first half. Brendan Sayre swishes. Brendan Sayre knocks it down. And the lead for Rushi is back to 5, 42-37. Wholesale substitutions. Jackson Center lengthens out this game with another foul. 4 players at the scorer's table ready to check in. And we walk to the other end of the hardwood. With Rushi up 5, 42-37, 34 ticks in the clock. We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main, and Fort Loramie. We have gone local with the products you want. Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winter's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more. At Schaefer Market, sample the hot daily lunches. And the Market Deli Sub Shop which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. As the foul shooter, Unverfirth, sinks a pair for the Rushi Raiders. And the lead is 7, 44-37 Rushi. Here is Jackson Center's Preston Sayre. Eyes a long one. Guns a three. It is no good. Long rebound to Bergman, and he's fouled. Bergman will shoot two. 18 ticks in the clock. 44-37 Rushi. Jackson Center just got behind, but too many points too early. Double digits. First several minutes, second quarter, Tigers couldn't scrap all the way back. Free throw by Bergman, up and in. Bergman has shot many free throws in this game. He pumped up five first quarter, two in the second, four here in the fourth. Two free throws here by Bergman are good. And it's 46-37, 9-point lead restored by the Raiders. Here's Preston Sayre down the floor, 15 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Brendan Sayre. He steams his way down the left side of the lane, fires one, missed it, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Preston Sayre missed the bunny, got the rebound back and banked it in, and that does it. Would you believe Jackson Center won the first meeting 46-39? Rushi wins the second meeting, 46-39. 46-39, Raiders beat Jackson Center here tonight after Jackson Center clipped Rushi in the first meeting at the Tigers gym by the same score, 46-39. Hey, Schaefer Market has a drive-through now on the north end of town where North Loramie drive-through used to be located. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer Drive-Thru, formerly North Loramie Drive-Thru. And don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market on South Main, formerly Wagner's. See all the new items as well as your old favorites. And Schaefer's RV storage is also new right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet. Email Holly Schaefer, holly at schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer. S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Find out more about Schaefer RV storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the market gas pumps. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, proud sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. 46-39, Rushi Raiders lead from start to finish to beat the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs that follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
And we welcome you back here to Rushi, Jack Kramer, by myself tonight, Chuck McBee, still a bit ill. He's on the mend, nearly 100%. I'm with Bryant Billing tomorrow for Anna Fort Loramie Girls on the air about 12:45 tomorrow afternoon from Fort Loramie. Rockets Redskins should be a very good girls basketball game here tonight. In boys action, Rushi leads from start to finish, 46-39 victory. Raiders over Jackson Center. Say, locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood offers five convenient locations: Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main. Osgood Bank pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and bring banking services back to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank, committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. We'll return in just a couple of minutes. Give you the final scoring, individual totals in this game, and share with you our Sour Mug Stars of this game. When we return, Rushi victorious over Jackson Center, 46-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, a big difference in this game tonight at the foul stripe. The Ruchi Raiders go 18 for 25. How about Grant Bergman? He towed the stripe 12 times, made 8. 12 free throws attempted for Bergman. Jackson Center, a difficult time guarding him in this game this evening. Jackson Center was 1 of 6 at the stripe in the first half, finished 7 of 12. Ruchi with 11 more made free throws. Count them, 11. And the Raiders won this game by 7 points. So Ruchi wins it at the foul stripe, garnering a pretty big lead early in this game, mounting a 15-6 advantage after one and stretching it to 14 in the second quarter. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, here in Minster for nearly 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and to raise families. A new underwriting sponsor, Provico in Bodkins at 225 South Main. A healthy home and garden start with the right care. And Provico in Bodkins will offer you the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. And it will be offered to you from a local family-owned, trusted source, Provico. Our knowledgeable team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico in Bodkins at 225 South Main, your local source for home and garden success. Stop by today for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. Ruchi Raiders win it, final tally 46-39. Interestingly enough, that was the final score of the first meeting between the two, won by Jackson Center by 7, 46-39 at the Tigers gym. For winning Ruchi, Maddox Gubo, 8 points, 3 field goals, a big lift off the bench for the Raiders. Cash Grojean had 3. For Cooper Unverfirth, 3 threes, a 2, 5 free throws. Unofficially for Cooper, we've got him for 16. For Grant Bergman, 8 of 12 at the stripe, a couple of two-pointers. That's a grand total of 12 points for Grant. 4 points for Michael Voisard in this game to round out the Raiders' scoring of 46. 18 of 25 at the stripe for Ruchi. For Jackson Center, Preston Sayre came on strong second half. He made 5 buckets in the final 2 quarters. 2 threes, 3 twos to go along with a made free throw and a field goal in the first half. A fine game for Preston Sayre. He wound up with 13. Brendan Sayre had 3 buckets, a free throw for 7. Dane Reese, 3 two-pointers for 6. And Carter Kloffenstein had 3 field goals, 5 for 5 at the line, 11 for him. Jackson Center, 7 of 12 at the stripe. And as I mentioned, Ruchi, 18 of 25 at the free throw line, enabling the Raiders to win this game by 7, 46 to 39. Our stars of this game are going to go to Cooper Unverfirth of Ruchi with 3 big threes in that first half to help propel Ruchi to the wide margin. It was once 14 in that second quarter. And Preston Sayre had the fine game for the Jackson Center Tigers. 6 buckets, a couple of threes, a made free throw in the game on the night. A total of, what did we say, 15 for Preston? Yep, he had 6 in the third, 6 in the fourth, 3 points in the first half. 15 for Preston Sayre. They are our Sour Mugs stars of this game. Sour Mugs in West Milton and Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Well, with the win tonight, the Rushi Raiders advance to 8-7 on the year, a mark of 5-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center 7-6 on the season. Tigers now 5-2. In SCAL action. Next game for Jackson Center is a late tomorrow afternoon tilt on the road at Marion Local. No joy there. And Rushi's got a game scheduled tomorrow night at Miami East. Not sure about a rearranged start time for that contest, but those are the two scheduled tilts for these two teams tomorrow. For Chuck McBee, for all of our online listeners, we had a great crowd joining us tonight. Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Rushi. Be safe over the next several days. Weather is expected to be quite nasty. Heavy snowfall, blowing snow, should be quite slippery. For the online listeners and for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from Rushi. Rushi Raiders 46, Jackson Center Tigers 39.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.